I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're searching for Genghis Khan for our GeoQuiz. The whereabouts of the grave of the 13th century Mongol ruler have long been a mystery, but investigators hope they may soon crack the case. Journalist Joshua Kuchera recently traveled to China, Mongolia, and Russia to research this story. What I don't understand, Josh, is why Genghis Khan's gravesite is a mystery. I mean, he was one of the most important leaders of all time. How could he have just vanished into thin air at the end of his life?
Well, we don't know what happened around his death and burial. The legend is that he died somewhere in northern China, and his lieutenants at the time wanted to keep the fact of his death a secret from their enemies. So on their way to take his body back to Mongolia to bury, they, according to legend, killed everybody that they saw along the way, buried him on top of a mountain. Either they redirected a river over the spot that they buried him so that it would never be found, or they got a bunch of soldiers on horses to trample the area, so that no trace could be found, and they killed those soldiers, and the people who killed those soldiers were themselves killed, and so there was a lot of effort made to keep this secret.
Wow, if they went to all those lengths to make the evidence disappear, it's going to be a hard time finding Genghis Khan's burial site. Where
exactly
do scholars and modern investigators believe that site is? Have they pinpointed an area where they think it might be?
Yeah, they've come to a consensus that it's most likely on or near Khan Kenti Mountain, which is a difficult mountain range about 100 miles northeast of the capital, Ulaanbaatar. People have determined that that's most likely the site of the traditional holy mountain, Burhan Khaldun, which is mentioned in the histories and as the most likely place where he's buried.
Right. So if our listeners answered Khenti Mountains in Mongolia, that's spelled K-H-E-N-T-I-I, that is the answer to our quiz today. Give yourselves a pat on the back. Josh, modern researchers use all sorts of modern tools to investigate archaeological sites. How are they going about finding the site of Genghis Khan's burial?
Well, there's two groups who are looking right now. One is a somewhat traditional archaeological group who's digging in the ground. But there's more excitement around a different group, an American group led by a UC San Diego scientist, who are using ground-penetrating radar, high-resolution satellite images to get images of this very difficult terrain. What they're planning to do is put them on the internet, have amateurs look through them and look for signs of man-made activity that might represent his grave. And so then by this crowdsourcing technique, would be able to cover a lot of ground that a few scientists wouldn't be able to. This pretty innovative, interesting technique is giving people in Mongolia the idea that finally this mystery might actually be solved.
Is there any resistance among Mongolians to, you know, this research, this investigation, to finding where Genghis Khan is actually buried?
Yeah, there is. A lot of ordinary Mongolians are not happy about the fact that his grave might be found. One person there compared Genghis Khan to Jesus in terms of his importance to Mongolians. And so imagine digging up the bones of Jesus Christ. That would bother a lot of people here. So there is a lot of resistance to this.
I mean, it's interesting. You traveled several months through Mongolia and China to track this story. What is their take there on the great Genghis Khan? Brutal tyrant or enlightened ruler?
Well, they might say both, but they like to focus on the enlightened ruler part and the great hero of their country. I mean, he was the greatest Mongolian in history, and he led this nomadic nation to control most of the known world at the time. So for Mongolians, he's a huge source of pride, and if they say that he's a brutal tyrant, they say, well, that was kind of the way things were in the 13th century, and that's how you had to do it.
Well, even brutal tyrants get their own theme parks, which apparently they have in Mongolia. And there's a Genghis Khan beer. Did you get a chance to try that?
Of course. There's a Genghis Khan beer, a Genghis Khan vodka. What's the airport is named after him.
What does the Genghis Khan beer taste like?
Oh, it's a pretty standard lager.
Crisp, clean, and brutal.
I liked it.
I'm glad Genghis Khan isn't around to hear that. Well, Joshua Kuchera, you've written about the search for Genghis Khan in the Khenti Mountains in Mongolia. That's the answer to our GeoQuiz. We'll post a link to your articles at the Eurasianet website at theworld.org. Great to speak with you, Josh. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for having me.